from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week, Packers special guest, wide receiver Ty Montgomery! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Thank you for watching. Are you ready to say goodbye to the bye week?
Yeah!
As Vince Lombardi once said, now we start the big push.
Yeah!
He did say that in Jerry Kramer's book. I read it in high school. Remember Instant Replay?
Yeah.
Obviously, this is going nowhere, so I'll skip it. Anyway, we got a special group with us. Please say hello to the boys and big brothers and big sisters over there. Special honorable mention for the boys club and girls club, okay? And also over here, speaking of special mention, please say hello to Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is a rookie. He is also one terrific player already. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Ty Montgomery. Hi, welcome. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever seen the program?
Honestly, I have not.
Whoa, are you in for a treat, buddy?
I can't wait.
How was your bye week?
It was good. Got some time to rest up. I bought a new video game. Played that a little bit. Actually did some fishing, too. I think I went to Sturgeon Bay, I believe.
Oh, really? Yeah. What'd you fish for?
It was me and Brett and a guy that Brett met, his name's Barth, and we were fishing basically anything we could find, but we were hoping to catch some salmon, didn't catch any, but we reeled in a bass. Unfortunately, it was too small, so we had to put it back out, but then I reeled in a northern pike, I believe.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's big time stuff.
It wasn't that bad.
All right. Well, let's talk a little football, and when you guys broke for the bye, you were assuming a role more and more varied all over the place, like sometimes even in the backfield. Now, is that pretty cool stuff for Ty Montgomery?
I love it. I guess it kind of speaks to the kind of person I am. I like to sort of be involved in a lot of things. I like to see how much I can do. I like to have, you know, have a versatile personality and be a versatile guy. So I like it a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Now, Ty, your biggest catch to date, yardage-wise, and of course it was a score, 31-yard touchdown catch against the Rams. Now, in this particular play, you were wide open. My question is, when you're real wide open, does the catch get tougher? You know what I mean?
It depends. It depends. Now, I think if you're running 40, 50 yards down the field and you're wide open, that ball is up there for a long time, so you got a lot of time to think about it. In that case, yeah, it gets a little bit tougher because you're like, don't drop the ball, don't drop the ball. But when it's a shorter pass, I mean, the ball's coming at you so fast, you don't really have any time to think about it. You just sort of react. So those aren't as tough. Those aren't as tough.
Now, Ty, the next thing we're going to talk about requires a little musical mood music. Frankie?
Let's get physical, physical. I wanna get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk.
Remember the old Olivia Newton-John song, Let's Get Physical? Ty Montgomery was belting it out loud and strong against the St. Louis Rams. Check it out. Montgomery makes a catch, but we're talking the finish. Hey, Ram. please take your seat. The show's about to start. Ty, it looked like you ate your Wheaties last Sunday morning, did you?
I had a hearty breakfast, yeah. I had a hearty breakfast. I'm not complaining.
Montgomery just getting started. He's got missile lock on another ram and absolutely splatters him. Wow! We got to see that again. And the second verse is every bit as physical as the first. Ty, I played for 12 years. It was my job to block. I never had a block as good as that one. You are my new hero.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's what my job entails. And you gain your teammates' trust that way. And, you know, whether I'm scoring touchdowns or the running back scoring touchdowns, there's points on the board. And that means close to a victory for us.
Montgomery's rendition of Let's Get Physical winds up with an extreme facial. And once again, there's a ram left on the ground wondering what hit him. Tell you what, Ty. There is certainly a physical element to your game. I've seen linebackers bounce off you. Do you focus on that? Do you want to be a physical player?
I do want to be a physical player. You know, unfortunately, I wasn't blessed with, you know, the 6'4", 6'5", height that a lot of my teammates are blessed with. So I got to have some of the edge being brought to the game because, you know, I don't want to be short and not being able to run through people. That just doesn't mix well. So,
well, mission accomplished. You are playing physical football, and I should have known you would, because if we go back to the very first preseason game, I think it's Alonzo Harris running the football. And you're going to watch this, folks. Ty Montgomery blocks not one, not two, but three Patriots. There's one, there's two, and there's three. Ty Montgomery. You know, when you get older and if you start slowing down, you could play left guard. You know what I mean?
That's all right with me. You know, lengthen my career a little bit. I can stay close to the game. I'm good with that. And I get to eat because I got to gain weight. So I'm all good for that. That means more cheese curds and spotted cow for me. So I'm good.
All right, Ty. Hang on to your helmet because it's time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Ty, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And Ty, you'll probably remember this. It was your very first NFL touchdown. Okay, here is Ty up here. And the first thing I wanted to ask about, Ty, is we could roll the tape. Okay, are you basically, prior to your first NFL touchdown, are you saying, Aaron, what's the play? Is that what you were doing?
That's exactly what that means.
You see what we mean right here. Oops, I can't get any drawing there. But you can see what we mean. Okay, let's continue on. As you leave the line of scrimmage, I noticed a little shake. Are you setting up the defender there, that little shake?
Yep, trying to set him up, get him to turn his hips the opposite direction that I want to go. And somewhat successful. But, you know, in this area, it's a little bit tougher because the defensive back knows there's not very much room to run back there, so he's not going to open up too much.
Okay. So now it gets, speaking of the devil, it gets physical in there. You guys are jostling and so forth. But all of a sudden, you plant and pivot back out. Now, is that part of the planned route?
Maybe.
Just between us, Ty. Or did you adjust on the spot?
Honestly, I adjusted on the spot right here. You know, you can draw plays up, but when you're on the field, sometimes things just sort of happen and you get a feel for how things are happening. And I felt myself being late in the progression, and I felt that slight movement of Aaron rolling out a little bit, trying to find a window. And in my mind, if I can't see him, then he can't see me. So I saw him moving. I moved in the same direction as him, and that's what happened.
Well, it looks like it was planned, and nobody was more surprised than the defender from the Kansas City Chiefs right there. And Ty Montgomery lunges in for his first NFL touchdown. Well done.
Thank you.
Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Sarah. Thank you, Third Short. We are back. And it's time to play Earn Your Autograph. Our guest player is Sarah. And Sarah, can we get a shot of these shoes?
Yeah.
How about those? Yay,
gold shoes. I've worn them to Lambo, too.
All right, wonderful. That's appropriate.
Yes.
Anyway, Sarah, if you can execute the football skill Ty's about to coach you up on, you will earn his autograph. Is that way cool or what?
That is awesome.
We can jump right out of those gold shoes. Ty, what are we going to learn?
All right, so I want to teach Sarah the press release, because before you catch the ball as a receiver, you got to get open, you got to get off the line. And I think that, I mean, this also could be useful in your life. I'm sure your boyfriend will appreciate you knowing how to get the knuckleheads in your life off of you. So.
Hey, this is the Packers live first.
So
getting for the door.
So when you're getting off the line of scrimmage, the DBs like to be very physical with you and keep you from getting into your route, so you get to be physical with them.
All right.
And what they like to do is try to reach out and they try to grab you, or they just try to jam you really hard. And something that we learned, which I'm going to teach you, is called the wipers technique, which is just two hands together, two fists, fast and accurate, just really hard, just right there, and just throw the hands, get the hands off of you, and get moving down the field. Wipers.
Wipers.
Okay. All right. So should I put my hands out and she can wipe?
Oh, yeah, that works.
Okay, I'm going to.
So you can off the line of scrimmage.
I'm being very careful.
Wipe
trust
his hands.
Me.
Just get him off of you. There you go.
Ty, does Sarah earn your autograph?
She earns my autograph.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sarah. And while Sarah's getting her autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, more with Ty Montgomery. Don't go away, please. Welcome back. Ty, this is your segment. What do you want to talk about?
I would like to talk about me.
I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
Thank you for going along with us on that, Ty. Frankie needs to exercise the vocal cords. Part of your job duties with the Packers, Ty, is something I could not imagine, and that's returning kickoffs. You have got 10 guys who are like trained assassins, and their one mission is to knock you into the middle of next week.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to come by it very naturally.
I don't know. For as long as I can remember, I've just always returned kicks, and I just love doing it, and it's a lot of fun. There's a rush, too, of knowing that you get to start the offensive possession. And maybe, you know, not even give the offensive possession if you can just take it all the way.
Is there like a place you look so you're not looking at all those people at one time? Is there like a single, like a point of attack, like an offensive play?
Man, honestly, there's no like one place I'm looking. My legs kind of move in the direction I know I want to move. But I'm not like tunneled in on one thing. I'm just sort of scanning and just trying to see how the flow of things is moving and then just finding the hole.
All right. Well, Richard Sherman right now is probably the most famous defensive back in the National Football League. And earlier this year, you're playing against him. And he's lined up across from you. Have you ever had one of the moments where that's Richard Sherman or anything like that happened to you or...
No, it's never happened. It's never happened.
That's why you're a good player. That's why I was not so good. But anyway, he's across from you, and the play's kind of messed up. And it turns out you're like 20 yards behind the dude. Mm-hmm. And all he can do is flail, and you ended up getting a big, big interference penalty.
I don't know. I mean, he screwed up big time. I don't know what he was doing. I'm glad he did, and... I mean, I know playing with Aaron, you probably can't outrun his arm, so I just knew, hey, if I keep running, I know he can get out there.
Thank you, Ty. And coming up, we'll have questions for Ty from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away. We'll be back. Back, Ty Montgomery, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Reagan.
Reagan, and what's your question?
How was your first Lambeau Leap experience?
I love this question. It's an experience that I will never forget. Whenever I tell this story, I say it probably sounds weird, but it's like it was probably the best football experience I've had. And I say that, yeah. And I say that because, well, two reasons. One, I'm not a big celebration guy, so it gives me something to do without looking lost after you score a touchdown. And two, just the love and support and warmth you feel from the fans and in the stadium is just, it's incredible. And so to turn around and score, to score and turn around and see everyone just with their arms out, it's like, it's literally like one big group hug with Lambeau Field. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Wonderful. Next up we have?
Don Gustafson from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. And my question is, I'm a great fan of yours because of your athleticism and your character. And how fast do you run the 40-yard, and how does that compare to others on the football team?
There might be some speculation about my 40-yard dash. I'm not sure. At the combine, I ran a 4-something, and then at Pro Day, I ran a 4-something faster than that. But I'm fast enough to score a touchdown. So.
And next up we have...
from Freedom, Wisconsin.
And Ryan from Freedom, what's your question?
Do you have any advice for middle school football players?
Whatever you do, whether it's football, you're in school, obviously, whatever it is, do it with all of your heart, with 100% passion, and make sure you love it while you do it so you can get everything out of it. Because even if you're not as successful as some of the other people around you, you'll be the best person and you'll get the most success out of it that you're supposed to get out of it from yourself. And always view life like a sponge and just wring as much out of it as you can. So just love it, love what you do and do it with all the passion.
Well said. I'm sorry, that's all we have time for. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was from Ryan, and he receives a Green Bay Packer pumpkin carving kit.
Just in time for Halloween. We got to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you. We are back. And your name?
Bennett.
And Bennett was in line to ask a question. We ran out of time, but Ty during the break said, that young fella really wants to ask a question, so this is how we're going to end the show. Go ahead, Bennett. What's your question?
How are you going to handle the air in Denver?
I played in Colorado before against the Buffs. I think it's more of a mental thing, to be honest. Everyone talking about it so much. The altitude's a little bit different. Usually takes about a quarter to get adjusted. Then after that, you're pretty much playing. And adrenaline is running so much that you don't even really think about it. Plus, they also have oxygen on the sideline for us, so that helps.
How was that, Bennett?
Good.
All right. Thank you, Bennett. Thank you, Ty. And thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.